and in the ministry that God has given
him. You want to take your Bibles this morning?
Down in North Carolina this
Revelation
summer.
Chapter 9.
Back in Revelation,
you come and
we
share that
with
us week
for a few minutes
today. And whatever.
This morning, God laid upon my heart
to
join our study in Revelation.
We can fight, Revelation
chapter 7.
You can tell God otherwise, but God has to have His way. Revelation chapter
7.
So Romans chapter 5. We're going to read the first 11 verses together. We're going to read through the whole chapter this morning.
Romans
chapter
5,
chapter 1 through 11. I'm not going to give you an expository sermon on this passage, but there's some principles.
Deliverance from God's wrath.
Those who believe believers
and us
as
Americans.
So we want to look at that this morning.
Starting at verse 1 in Romans chapter 5,
let's read together.
The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
After these things I saw
by whom also we have access by
earth,
faith into this grace
wherein
we stand,
the wind
and rejoice
not
in hope
earth,
of the glory of God.
Sea, nor on any
and not only so, but we glory in
tribulations
also,
in the east,
knowing that
tribulation
worketh patience.
And he cried with a loud voice, experience
to whom it was
and experience
hope.
Hurt the earth,
and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
So we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
For when we were
yet the number of them
Christ died,
40,000 of all.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.
Of the tribe of Judah,
for adventure, for a good man,
of the tribe of Reuben,
to die,
12,000.
But God commended his love toward us,
in that
the tribe of
Asher,
sinners,
12,000.
Christ died
of the tribe of Naphtali,
much more than
being now justified by his blood,
we shall be saved from wrath.
For the tribe of Simeon,
we're sealed.
For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his
tribe of Issachar,
much more being reconciled,
tribe of
we shall be saved by his life.
Of the tribe of
not only so,
but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ,
by whom we have
after
now
this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number
of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues.
Father, we just come to you again with your word open before us, and we need to submit ourselves to your authority.
And cry with a loud voice, saying,
salvation,
the power of your word,
as it is able to
transform hearts and able to
and all
transform
the angels
lives.
Stood round about the throne.
Lord, we claim
as
believers that your word is the sole authority for
the throne on their faces and worshiped God.
But I pray that
saying amen,
it would truly become that
glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might
live day by
be unto our God forever and ever.
During this time now,
amen.
We look into your word
and
find the
elders
principles that you want us to
meet
today.
What are these which are
so I pray that you would help us to yield to your Holy Spirit.
And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest.
Help us to understand.
And he said to me,
these
are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed
their robes
and made them white in the blood
and Lord,
of the
as
Lamb.
Your servant, I am a
therefore,
weak person.
Are they before
I need
the
your spirit
God,
to fill me
and they
to
serve
use
him
me to
day and night in his
through
temple.
Me, your
and
truth,
that
so that we all might be edified
well among
and
them.
Be challenged
they shall hunger
today.
No more, neither thirst any
work now.
Neither shall the sun light upon them, nor
in the name of Jesus Christ.
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. And shall lead
this morning,
them unto living fountains of
as
water.
I said,
and God
I've been working on
shall
Revelation
wipe away
chapter
all
9,
tears.
And God
kept bringing
this message back where we get into our message
really
this morning, forefront of my thinking this week. And so I,
Father God, again,
today,
we just come before
sat
you
down
and
with your word in our hands
and
prepared this
before our eyes.
But
Lord,
tomorrow
to
we're going to be celebrating
to be
Memorial Day
upon our spirits
and in our minds.
It's easy
as your teaching,
Americans,
to challenge what it's all about. We have a 3-day weekend.
Enlighten us.
So we get a day off. We get
to give us
understanding of what you
call
us next
to
and what your purpose is.
Do some special things.
And
so,
Lord, we ask for your
teaching
today through your Spirit to open our eyes and our minds to the.
And I just want to give you some background on Memorial Day.
Lord, we need you to do your
work
into
this to be accomplished.
So we give
our Christian
faith
and our Christian life.
Lord, I pray that you would just use me
our present
and fill me with
commemoration or celebration of Memorial Day actually came out of the
Civil
War.
Give me utterance.
Lord,
teach us all
in
together as we submit ourselves
after
to your authority.
War was finished, there
and may your work be accomplished now. May your word not return void
as the day
as
to place flowers upon
it its
graves of those
us.
Who have died in war.
And we thank you for all
and
your
so
glory.
So this practice soon spread
Christ
around and it became known as Decoration Day.
You probably have heard of it.
As we enter into chapter 7 of Revelation,
let me just give you a real quick
review of
war
heroes. We came out of chapter
specifically,
a couple of weeks
wars,
ago, and
started.
That up.
And
in chapter
but in 1868,
we have the
women
came to
Washington,
D.C.,
and
asked
of
the book
that they
be allowed to have
opened
a
by
special
memorial ceremony in Arlington National Cemetery.
Our mark issued out Civil War and honor those dead who had died in that war and in previous wars.
And just a very quick review.
There was a lot of discussion among politicians as to those seals were what we know as something comes up.
Sometimes it's not an easy answer.
And the first one was a false peace that was ushered into the world.
But after a lot of discussion, permission was granted.
But
with the
Washington officials had a harsh provision
right
that they
gave
to these women.
Was war that broke
and basically what they said is you can place flowers on the graves, but no flowers will be placed on
the
graves of the Confederate system.
Only wars, rumors of wars.
You're not going to celebrate.
That was followed by famine.
So even though they protested, eventually the ladies agreed and then rationing, as we saw.
They asked
and then
when
famine comes death, who was a devout Christian, he later became president of the
Pale Horse, who
delivered the memorial speech.
A fourth of the earth.
And so as they had agreed, when the day arrived, they placed flowers on the grave of the Union
disasters,
even wild beasts.
No flowers were placed on
the beginning of the judgments. And as we get to the fifth,
and they had their ceremony,
we see the prayer of the martyrs who are under the altar of God praying for vengeance,
and
praying that
flowers off the
graves bring vengeance
upon
those people who have perpetuated their deaths.
Now, when evil saw what had happened in the morning,
and then the sixth seal
was totally different.
Sixth seal
was kind of a transition.
They had violated
God's hand directly
that they were
pouring judgment on the earth.
There was a great earthquake.
We have been given
with that great
by
earthquake,
God,
there were heavenly anomalies that happened. The sun was darkened,
and
the earth looked like blood. The stars fell from the sky.
Never again was restricted to you.
All these things happened, and
as we
see this great earthquake like earth has never experienced.
And
Decoration
Day
was changed
for Memorial Day after
could very possibly
and
have shaken the heavens
to honor all
those who died in war.
In
the
service of
and then
in
the midst of
or take this
time of all
this,
pause,
this
remember
is being
poured out by God, we see the end of chapter,
the freedoms that
all
we
of
enjoy,
not to be
disrespectful.
One of the battles,
I believe God sits up
and
the men are watching us,
he's got a plan for us,
and we go, God, I'm
going
to do that. I'm not ever going to do that.
Over the one who sits on the throne,
all right, we're going to challenge you on that one.
They recognize,
and I'll tell you my story someday about telling God
no,
and then ending up where I am.
And God breaks and
Germany
in front
on
the foot of your France.
They
still
see
soldiers who participated in that battle
and
that invasion approach the beach.
But as we go into chapter
7, right. We're going to go back to both Revelation 20,
Revelation
8,
at the end of chapter
6,
and the dunes
chapter
above
7
we have been going through
the
seven
seals
in the action last week.
Chapter 7, we took a little pause
here
on
the
seals as they are
opened by Christ
and looked at the people God delivered from his wrath.
Hundreds were killed almost immediately.
First 144,000
those who made it
in all
the
rooms
had to fight through maze of steel barricades.
We
take back
his grace
and
handgun
fire
from
the cliffs above them.
And then
from
the
few hours,
4,000
men
to death,
focus
both
on
men so that they didn't have to go through
kind of
a
look behind the scenes,
and
then
earth,
almost 10,000 more
that
God is delivering
in
the midst of all this.
And yet,
but
despite
as we embark on chapter 8,
at least two
come back
are
through
like
the last
144,000 witnesses that are all driving
Christ
the German
kind of
men back inland.
John chapter 7
look
behind the scenes,
and we're going to look at how God is
delivering
during judgment,
and then
we're going to
chapter
the wrath
come
God's
back
hand,
to
real
the judgment
of
God being
we
poured out
God
on the earth.
From
so let's read chapter 8,
that
it's not that long
because thousands of souls
must
be
delivered in different
ways.
So verse 1 starts, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space
of half an hour. Gives John an understanding
of what
God is good behind the scenes.
And to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer.
In America,
and it was given unto him much
incense
that he should
not always
with
what
the
God
prayers
is
of all
doing.
Saints upon the golden altar.
There is a lot
with
God pouring behind the scenes
in
our
that
lives.
What is
the
incense which came with the prayers
that
and
we
the
don't
saints ascended up before God
so
out of
the
angel?
That we're not just
and the angel took us
that we don't see God
filled him with
a
fire of the altar.
And 4.5 months later, another Abraham Lincoln
and there were voices and thunder and lightnings and an earthquake.
And God has always out
which had the seven trumpets prepare themselves to sound.
And here he
the first
ones
sounded and that followed hail and fire made
remind
us
that he
and they were cast upon the earth.
And the third just actually burned up.
Even though it looks like
the world is in total chaos.
And the second angel sounded and
that
American mountain burning with fire was cast as one of the greatest
and most
and the third part of the
sea
of the American national purpose.
And the third part of the
preaching
is written in
the air that had life
died.
The third part of the ship
because God is our refuge.
And the third angel sounded and there fell a great star from heaven
that
burning as
he
and upon this continent
and
fell upon the earth
and liberty.
I'm sorry, fell upon the third part of the river and upon the fountains of waters. Now,
and
the name of
the
star is called the Wormwood.
Testing
and the
whether
third
that
part of the waters
or any
became
work of the Holy Spirit.
So many men
so
died of the waters
that
because
endures,
they were made bitter.
We are met.
And the fourth angel
spirit of that
and the third part of the moon was from the earth.
Even though the
third part of the moon
and
the third part of the stars. So as the third part of
them
was darkened and the light shone not for a third part of it in the night
like
fire. And I beheld and
but
the other
larger
angel
we're going
in
the
midst
of heaven.
So we can
deliberate literally
hollow
all
around
to the
inhabitants.
There are people who are on earth
of the struggle voices
who will believe and God's reign above our
power
to add or
through the tribulation period.
The world
prayer,
will the Holy Spirit will long remember what we say here.
Father,
now,
thank you,
again, the Holy Spirit was not removed
totally.
In us. He removed
us
and
his
rather
about the
dedicated
future
so that unfinished judgment
that John
brought
upon the
evil of man
Father,
to give
us understanding
nobly
of the truth
before,
here.
Because
help
God
us
is
to
no
rather
for us to be here dedicated.
The Holy Spirit
still remains before us.
And that we
is
might be challenged by it today.
That
Father, we thank you that you have all things under your control,
protect
that even in the future as chaos
ensues
upon the earth,
that is
Lord,
the work
you know
of the Holy Spirit
plan
is
all
cannot be said, shall not
can trust
the Holy Spirit is still alive and well and doing his work on earth,
that you will bring us to a good period,
and
as the government of
us
people
remind
the people
or the people.
So, Lord, as we look together at your word
now,
I
want to look at this passage with that in mind,
through me,
kind of break it down, verse by verse, and memorize that.
I pray that your word might be proclaimed now.
Verse 1 says,
and
after these things, when it starts with a phrase like this,
challenged by your word and moved by your spirit.
I think Jesus Christ is giving John kind of a different view or a new vision in
In chapter 8, again, we see the last of the seven seals. Now, it doesn't talk a lot about the seven seals, but it talks a lot about the seven seals. And what I mean by that is this. He opens the series by saying, and he opened the seven seals. So let me refresh your memory.
We're going to kind of
look at Jesus Christ.
And look over here for a minute. Something else that God
has seal
some of
the scroll that he had taken out of the Father's hand.
Play,
we saw that in chapter 1, remembering
the scroll had seven seals.
And then Christ has now broken
the six of those seals in chapter 6.
And I want you to keep the same
seven,
play.
We saw the ones that God delivered
from
the wrath that
came
out of
those reminds us of those
that
have gone before us.
Now we're at the seventh seal.
But it starts by saying
the
seventh seal is open. And there was silence in heaven about the rest of an hour.
And then it immediately goes into an exposition
of
seven trumpets.
That
they're standing on
now,
the
let me explain how this
challenge
works.
You with three truths
the seventh about
the
seal.
Because as Christians and as Americans as well,
of,
we take freedom for granted
to the seven trumpet judgments.
And we need to
use
Memorial Day
here in
chapter
8
about
the
round.
So the seventh seal is the final seal on the scroll.
But people
will take
about the
seven trumpet judgments.
Well, because the angels are standing on
the beginning of
that.
As we get to the end of the seven trumpet judgments,
Memorial
that's not
day,
what
it's
saying. The seventh trumpet contains
God
seven bowls,
number one,
vials of judgment.
The price of freedom is paid.
So all of the seven trumpets and all of the seven bowls that will come at the end of the seven trumpets are all part of the seventh seal.
Freedom is not free.
Now, as we look at the first six seals, we saw different things
that
were celebrated
and remembered
what their first seal was.
What they're about to do will cover the entire earth.
That false
that's
teeth are immediately broken by war with rebellion
and
nations.
As they
then
stand
the third seal, following
war
was
famine,
food
shortage,
rationing. The force field that followed right after that was death. Remember, many of the horsemen
have given their lives, but death was the fourth one.
And then the fourth of the earth's population died because of famine, because of war, because of pestilence or disease,
because of natural disaster by the wild beasts.
That's what God gave to John in that Revelation.
And that's exactly what the Bible is giving.
The prayers of holding the four winds under the altar of God.
All of the winds.
Now the first four all happened in the beginning
of the tribulation.
The first 3.5 years.
Look at what he says about
the prayers of the martyrs.
That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the wind
martyr
at any
tribulation period.
So that begins at the beginning.
Now commentators all the way to the end.
The angels are holding back 3.5 year mark. Literally,
it escalates.
That
and
there was
really
no wind at all
because the Antichrist
during the shifts into
high
gear,
think of it as
evil
again,
shifts into
high
gear, and
things
of
really
God.
Become bad. But the fifth seal is the prayer of those martyred saints that continues from the beginning to the end of the tribulation.
There's no wind.
The sixth seal was a great earthquake, followed by great anomalies in heaven.
Christ uttered his last words
to blood,
stars falling to the earth.
His last words when he saw all of those catastrophes that God worked
in the heavens.
See, that was a turning through Christ.
Round,
that is
everything
beginning of
he
the
had
done
half
to that point.
Of
and even in hanging on the
kind
cross,
of
as we
get
up into the seventh
years,
seal,
was,
we are full in
not
the last
3.5 years.
Freedom,
and from here
holding
through
back,
the rest of the book of Revelation
earth,
up until chapter 19,
no
everything that happens is jammed in.
But everything that was necessary
years
for us to be truly
and
free,
that's why I want you to understand
that moment
as the judgment
as he died on the cross,
and
it is not
spread out over a long period of time. It is just
culminating
in one judgment on top of another judgment, on top of another judgment,
and it never stops.
Breaking the bond of death.
In Jeremiah,
so people who are on earth
36,
will feel
freedom
the wrath
is not found
of God
in
politics.
Elam,
not found in
a nation
right
against
great
not found
in
that we're looking at now as we get
wind
of the deal.
This is the last
in Daniel chapter 7, verse 2.
We studied this when we studied the
book
of Daniel.
So chapter 8, John is throwing upon the last of the seven seals
and the beast
of the
scroll
that
rising up out of the sea.
And
we have
four
to
wins
escape the tyranny.
That is
revealed.
That's
judgment
the last
of God that
of
he would bring upon
Israel.
The moment that Christ
these,
died.
Now, I want you to look
at
the death off from
seven
all of us.
Seal,
and let and them
then
be bound
kind of
Isaiah
chapter 13.
Think
about
using the analogy of a roller coaster.
How many of you have ever been on a roller coaster?
So these
perfect
human beings.
You know most roller coasters when
you
start out, you
get in the car and then you wait and then there's that long
which makes sense because there's a pause now in God's judgment where you're just
maintaining
the plan of defying
himself
for
God.
You're going up that first big hill.
He did a lot more,
and then
and
as you press that hill,
us,
and everybody's just
trying
to wave up
everything
on the agenda.
And we're not talking about giving up everything
ring
in life. We're talking
the
about
angel,
the Son of
God,
God
in the moment of
silence,
angels,
to hold
giving
back
up
the winds,
not
his divine
prerogatives and authority temporarily
to
take on himself.
John MacArthur puts it this way.
He gave up the
of the angel
described in
chapter 7
temporarily
held
the
top of the hill
that had turned off
the essential
and turmoil
of the earth.
And he gave up his sinlessness, his perfection.
Now look at the beginning of chapter 8.
It says, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence.
And we're going to talk about sacrifice.
About
God uses
there
angels
no one
to carry out his
will.
At
that
moment
who has
that
silence,
he could make that type of carrying out
the anticipation.
And that's nothing new.
That was
almost
all the way back
dread
to Adam and Eve
happen
when they sinned.
And that's really
in Jesus'
what
words
on
in John 15,
the garden
he said this,
greater love
was remember,
last
man laid down his life
for his friends.
It was an angel.
People who
God sent an angel, a death
angel to Egypt,
have laid down their
life.
Those
firstborn
who God delivered from the wrath of 144,000
have done that,
and then the martyred saints
who
delivered to heaven.
How many of them
here?
At the
beginning,
remember, we saw the angels
holding back.
And there's
both
four
the
angels
and
on
the
four
the corners
judgment
of the
that's
earth
holding back
the
four
out
winds of the earth.
You go back
and another angel says,
we're jumping
back.
Do not do anything. Do not release these judgments.
Word,
don't
prateo.
Let
it's
any harm come
to these
words
when
you are
until you
feel these
people.
And then there's this stillness
as all the winds stop.
In other words,
we were helpless. We couldn't help ourselves.
I described it as kind of a death
stillness
right
on earth. Nothing we could do to be free.
That was the pause on earth.
Boy, is it here.
When
we
were
at
without
strength,
compound
that's when
starts.
Christ died.
Remember, up to this point,
not for the good people,
there had been
his friends,
noise,
but
for now,
being held back by the
rejoicing,
angels.
Worshiping, praying,
another
righteous
angel.
Man will one die.
All
yet
of these
noises
for another angel
is thundering
in
the
even
dare
to die.
Seal
of the living
but
God,
God
commanded
his
love
toward
us.
In chapter 1,
to whom it was given
while we were yet the earth in the sea,
as John witnesses
himself,
obviously
these four angels that are standing there, Christ
having given power to bring judgment upon the earth. That's what verse 2 says. In chapter 2 and 3, John listens to Christ as he proclaims blessings and condemnation over the angels.
Giving
so John is listening this whole time in chapter 4. John stands in the throne room of God and hears the worship of the angels,
in the Bible,
proclaiming holy, holy, holy
kind of
to the Lord God Almighty.
Verse 9, you have more than being now justified by Christ, blood, we shall be
saved
by
the again revealed to John.
Verse 10 says,
when we were enemies, we were reconciled to the
representative
church,
break out in words called a new song,
we shall be saved by
God in worship.
And not only so, but
we also
joy
in God through our Lord Jesus
among
Christ,
other things,
and
by whom
we have found
that
we see in chapter 6.
Says, I would have been
but
here
among other things,
you go to Romans chapter
3,
from the angel
back there,
if you want to,
the demonic force,
and it raises a voice of thunder,
Michael, the archangel,
the character,
the nature
of the
people that Christ died
one who has been saved.
And he also hears the prayers
and the
fifth seal
of the martyred saints from under the altar.
Look at the high angel in that.
As we saw last week,
this is Paul
talking about
the great tribulation
difference between two and three
multitudes. Is what then
be better than
this
man?
Man?
Or
the
no
one
God,
the martyrs will come out of the tribulation
now
to
worship
God
with another new song.
First
man,
as it is written,
there is none righteous,
no, not
so
one.
There is none that
understands.
Worship
all
none
these sounds.
After
here's
God.
What's going to
happen.
There
are all of this way.
The revelation comes on until this moment.
There is none that doeth good.
No, not one.
He says, as the seventh seal is open, and Christ says, hold on.
What the next
judgment is,
don't
do
anything
under their lips.
Hold out the judgment.
There's about to be unleashed.
Their feet are
now,
swift.
There's no time until
destruction and misery are
out of measure.
Things
way
time is.
He's given us
the
seal
because that's
there
what
is no fear of chosen
life
measured by time.
That God has
certain
number of years.
And you may read that and go,
yeah,
to heaven.
When
we get to heaven,
there's no time. We will live for Him
and me.
So he says, we're not going to start these judgments. We're not going to let.
We won't be like, okay,
until God has
checked
out the calendar today and tomorrow.
We have
next
day.
Oh, how many days
other angels?
It may be eight. It may be other angels.
There's no
but it's
time.
The work of the angels that
because
seal
time
now,
exists
when
in God,
we will be with Him.
We will be with Him forever.
In no, again,
the sealing
like
one
in the Bible is the work of the
Holy
Spirit.
Sacrifice.
It's God's
praise,
so
how
work
much more
that does this.
Important. But John says,
but
and
here
then
he uses the angel
silence in heaven for about
half
an hour.
Now,
and he says they're still
alive
in their
during this revelation.
Jesus died
on earth. Christ is giving him this vision.
Remember,
I don't know exactly what that looks like.
So he's measuring this.
I don't know if it's an actual mark
in earthly time,
but it says
reference
to
something
hour
that,
well,
but God,
the thing about it is not the time frame.
If it's something
that
God does in their
body,
so when
He
died, His blood
it just says
the
Christ
healed in their
forehead.
What's interesting
happened
is we
not
get
for
up.
Friends.
It's been continuing
in not
later
chapters
of Revelation
in God's voice,
and
the
voice of
the angels,
and
the voice Christ.
And I'm not talking about
Satan's work on the earth.
And, now
and
no,
he
okay,
wants
the,
to
the
seal
armies
people
of Rome I'm talking about
to follow him
people.
And they have to accept a mark
because
so mark of the beast.
We have
that
stillness,
and yet while
there's
seven
until
his
end,
stillness
right
on
earth.
Christ died for us.
Just before
see,
the,
Satan,
the release of this judgment.
Always.
Chapter 8.
Just as we remember the stillness
of American Satan military
ones
in heaven,
who died trying
to realize
duplicate
what
political
freedom
is.
God's that.
And
no
make
one knew
it looked like
a
real
more
thing.
Remember
and yet
he's
and
Jesus
Christ
breaks that seal now
okay
and revealed.
Accomplished.
Here God is sealing people
now
in their forehead. If it's a mark
over the top of that
possibly
star,
now,
we don't know.
But God is
and then you see
people,
sin.
And that angel drop
do
down.
Matter
how
well
he
said,
many calls
them servants of God. What country you live in until these servants of God
rule your
country.
All of a sudden,
sealed in their forehead.
You get that feeling in your heart like
we have to be
free
in order to really experience true freedom.
Okay?
And I
this
think
that's why we
remember
Paul
uses
Christ
says that we are
deal
to be slaves of
the
Christ
angels
every time we
the
partake
church
of Jesus. Jesus.
That means these
martyred
people
saints
that God
realize
Jesus
what
say,
I mean.
As you partake
have
of the bread,
already
as you partake of
in
Him,
they already are
all
believers in remembrance of me.
Okay,
it's not all
necessarily
in a good
sense
submitting to His authority.
That Jesus
is made
on our behalf.
We want to use
because we could not
be
ourselves
of God,
but it's just
in the tribulation,
the
specifically
sacrifice
chosen out by God for
this
purpose.
And we can use that phrase,
the
ultimate
okay
sacrifice,
that's
talking
about
war heroes who gave their life for
the
country.
Judgment of God.
But they are
okay,
the
and
ones
it applies
who are
to them in physical
way.
Yes,
they
are
the
ones
who are
in their
life.
I'm going to use
my
friend.
That is
really
necessity
to
be a servant of God.
No, that's not what it's going to be.
You must put your
faith. And how often in our lives are we
whole lot
worse than we could ever imagine
in this chapter
to give us what we enjoy?
I mean, we can't even say
think of
the
worst
thing.
Christ has
already
raptured
the church.
He hasn't come back all the way to
it's beyond our comprehension.
Oh, yeah, we'll celebrate communion.
And I think that these people are looking forward to that.
They know Christ, but Jesus, they know He's coming.
Coming looking back,
have this stillness
in the near future,
all of the ones who are
in
your
faith
and
so
trust
in
Him,
and until that time,
so
they will remain faithful. So this first point, the price of our freedom was paid
before I get to
by the death of others. The price of our freedom was
now this
dealing in their foreheads actually is not the death
during
this stillness. I already mentioned
he gave his last
measure of
dedication,
but God actually because He knew what we needed. We couldn't do it.
If you go back to Ezekiel,
but
during
nine,
stillness,
Ezekiel
there
chapter
9,
look at
God
verses 37
and 38.
Seven angels of Judah, the tribe of
seven
Judah.
Trumpets.
That's not
I
the only reason why idolatry is
an
alien
because
he died.
Two of them were given.
He's looking at
the sinful
plan,
and
he instructs his angels at the beginning of the
one giving.
Go to the earth,
and there are several angels that he called
no relation to God.
He's given seven trumpets
of Judah who will not carry out God's message.
Before that happens,
God's
I'm going to call one other
to carry out God's work.
It says the one who has these trumpets,
the
one
point
number
one,
because they're going to
use
them.
Price of freedom
not yet.
Paid
and he's
with.
Going to go we're around
in
and
this
use
moment
the same terminology. I want to
look at
steal
verse 3.
Remember, there's another angel
on their forehead,
the privilege of
our freedom
having
the
golden
promise
to others.
And it was given unto him
while we remember
those who died
prayers
very similar
to serving our nation
to pass over
while they were protecting the liberty and
joy. Let me tell you something about the trumpets, then we're going to get to
fire
okay, shouldn't just give us
the trumpets
a free pass,
okay,
are
the
ours,
most
significant
and
most common
use in
Revelation
to
fire
us
because
it's
they served us
but it's in
some
the
instrument mentioned
anywhere
in
Scripture.
People,
put
okay?
on these
there's
people
harps
so
mentioned
and
there's
our freedom.
The trumpets appear more than
whatever
anything
we
want.
Need to understand that.
Now,
it's
in the Old Testament
for Israel,
trumpets
were used for many purposes.
They were used to call Israel to gather together to announce somebody to the nation
or
for
worship.
And in fact, these 144,000
now there is
they
honor
in were used to
are
sound the alarm in
okay.
war.
Fruits.
And in fact, if you remember
Gideon
further in
that's a sacrifice
okay. and
serving
in
the
battle
with
300 men.
It's enjoyable.
They're
well
reference to these
144,000
service
and a trumpet.
But these
okay,
have been
so trumpets were used in war.
They were
also used in many of the religions
of all the
tribes
for what we've done.
They were used to announce.
But there's honor to be found
or
in service.
To
when
claim
we talk about
this
144,000
died
of a king.
Okay.
There is honor.
The number
in both
144,000
trumpets
are
here represented
with
given
the day of 144,000
died.
In okay.
the trumpets,
12
so tribes
played,
12,000 from each tribe.
Those
days
of the Lord,
which we're studying,
great,
this is the day of the Lord, their
okay.
duties,
his
144,000. That's
lots of trumpets
number.
That you're going to see.
It's not 139,000. It's not about
the beginning of that
God
period.
Says
134,000. The trump will
sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise.
As a nation,
we
will
honor
these 12,000
and be announced by trumpet.
He names the tribes here.
So here we have trumpets.
There are people who want to look at
are going to be used to announce
say,
the
well,
judgment
this 144,000
trumpets
really
are used
kind of
to get people's attention.
Bring
that's
a large
the point.
Number.
And they'll want
God
to
use
these instruments to get
the
attention of people.
And see, the church is still
and what we're
going to
see as we go through the judgments is that God gives
right.
these trumpets
look
to the angels
four,
to announce
the
coming
there,
judgment
of
God so people's
of
attention
all the tribes
to be drawn to God and what he's about to do.
God says is right.
It's a warning sound.
Now, if you read, and we will in a minute,
verses 5
through 11,
really,
as a church,
it names
the
tribes,
but for now they remain silent,
because
now,
we're not ready.
Church,
God is not ready to unleash that
which
judgment.
Which really
from?
Wasn't
quite
a
yet.
We have
this
God
moment
of
silence,
gave that
and in verse
3
and 4,
this
moment of silence,
right now, first
of all,
a worship service
of all
any of us Jews.
In verses 3 and 4, we see
I don't know that I have any Jewish
answer, which is kind of a
pump
that they will carry
incense
in, or they
directly,
and then they would
say,
it's not about
fire,
honor,
and
it's not
the
about
incense would burn,
and the smoke,
church,
and the smoke would go up to heaven.
God
that
says
it was a ritual of worship that they carried out in the Old Testament
in Israel.
From
Israel,
priest,
and he
regularly
12,000
from
and
take
the poles
from
the
brazen
altars
out in the courtyard where the 144,000 Jews
that
are alive during
the
tribulation that are following God, that are trusting God,
that
God
put their souls on that altar
and ignite incense.
Of becoming
a testimony to the
world,
God
can
edify them.
That's
where
it is.
We can't
happen
all
the time,
and we're called to.
It was a regular thing.
Now, And the picture we see here is,
in
chapter 1, the same exact thing
happening.
James defines
it.
True religion, he says,
this is not a picture.
Their true religion is this.
When I talk to them,
Israel's
care
of orphans and widows, those who are helpless,
so this is nothing new in history.
Special people.
But here
but
we
he points
see
out those specific
Jew,
who are helpless
or
who can't
John
take
does.
Care of themselves. And
the angel brings
this, you can't
back.
Interpret it any other way. God is very specific
from
about
the fire.
See, service
okay?
is not
and
about
and burns
144,000
Jews
that are actually alive during
fact,
the tribulation.
Remember the story of John the Baptist.
This principle was taught by
Zacharias.
As you read
the mother,
he went in
and
offered incense on the altar. During that incense burning, Christ said to the angel, "Here, John of Zacharias," and announced to John the Baptist,
"I'm going to bring to your attention."
The people outside were waiting.
They're not
in any
particular order.
Stand up.
And what happened was they got concerned because it was taken
or 19 times.
In other places,
fact,
now,
according to tradition,
12 tribes of Israel
would use political freedom between 20 minutes and a half an hour.
No particular pattern
that follows in those who can.
They, when Jacob go out
and
bless
his sons,
he didn't go from oldest to youngest for
those
half
who
an
can
hour.
Can serve and do things
what
for
Israel
people,
did
this,
serve
when
the
priest went in,
does not go from oldest to youngest.
When
Israel is named by tribe and other people
do.
And we're
there's
not
no
right. relying
order
on the government
follows.
To do that
for
us. 18
or 19
well,
different
ways
in which
they're
lit praise and prayer.
But what's
God.
Interesting is
now,
that
we're see
because
this
the principle
we just
prayer,
the
privilege
of freedom is
defined
in service
with
to others
as prayer,
and it's silent
prayer
as this angel offers this incense on the altar.
Christ became a servant.
Well, we can
represent
God prayers
of
the
saints. In fact, if you look at verse 4, it says the smoke of an incense
which
came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand.
Rebelled.
Now, it says there's smoke that ascends with the
prayers.
So it's not just these prayers of this incense. It's other prayers.
And what are the prayers that we already seen in Revelation?
Because of his sacrifice.
Go back to chapter 6,
the fifth seal, the prayers of those who are under the altar, the martyr,
and that's the tribe of Judah.
They were praying for God's vengeance upon those
being
made spiritually
them
and killed
Christ,
them. Our first
God told them, wait,
we're not done.
We're not
and
ready
our first
yet.
Privilege, right?
Maybe
I'll
that's
carry it out, but
it
we
first.
Still have more to come in my plan.
But it's different.
Romans chapter
2. Okay.
So
they're
already
prayer,
there.
Here's
an interesting thought.
That we've already read about.
God's
didn't read this call
are being
out,
mixed
sorry,
now
with
the prayers
says,
go
forward
one
of others.
Verse 13 of chapter 6.
And we need
your members as instruments.
Because we have
right
the Romans came in
and
destroyed
the
faith in heaven already.
Yes, and God
and
those
these are prayers
on
saints on
earth.
Their members
as instruments
who are suffering through the
same
level.
We're not being free so we can enjoy ourselves. We're not being free
in God
did not
protect
everybody
in genealogical
records. We're not even made free so we can make our own decisions.
And that we're all lost.
But
we're
that's
made
part
free.
Of God's plan.
No
one
deliverance for
so
them.
Has any idea.
Love.
Many
today.
Of them are still alive.
Adam
because before
they are
praying
Christ,
for God's deliverance,
they are praying for God's vengeance.
We don't know.
Like
as they go
you may say,
through
what about all these people who've
there's
given
not a single
and
person
that's who have served other people, who give of themselves? They're not saved, but they.
So how do we know?
They serve
thousands from
each tribe. Not in love.
Because God said
because
it.
Because Isaiah 64 points
verse
out that the
God
has
said,
lost track,
works
smoke
of
the incense
do without
prayers.
God
doesn't
need
God
to give an angel
stored
hand.
Away someplace because God knows our
eyes
might be
who
right.
The angel takes
fire from the altar in
Romans chapter
3.
The fire upon the
angel
knows exactly what he's
this
how.
Is an interesting picture
because
I want
we've
you
all
to understand there's a
great
glory of God. This is giving him glory
in
everything.
God will never lose track
and offer incense before God up until this
day. He will never lose track of his
Israel
the
priest did not then take the fire off.
It doesn't matter.
Tail
like
sometimes
glory,
wandering around
even in our service, in our sacrifice,
literally
everything
the angel takes
you
giving off of this
kind
of altar.
It's not where
prayers
God
are being offered.
Exactly
who
not.
God
takes
knows
this fire
from in the
sense
where
he wants
to
and
then
throws it
to
the earth.
Says, I have plans
so we are made free in love
to bring you to a good end.
The angel took the center
of
the
fire
from
the fire of the altar and cast it to the earth.
And
there were
voices
and thundering and lightning
in
an earthquake.
And they themselves don't
that
even
is
know who
for
they are.
All mankind.
The beginning
we know John
3 of God's
God
ultimate wrath
for God's
and
so
vengeance upon
one more
evil.
Thing
some
I want to point out, and there's more
picture
I can point out, but for time
few
I just
the people
want to limit
that were nice to
is
him,
that
right?
the as
the
prayers
are
being
offered
up,
up
the very altar
in
Romans
chapter 5
in which
we read
the
Israel.
Prayers are
being offered
up
the
smoke of
the enemies going up before God.
And so his service, he uses with both
those
prayers themselves,
are recorded
and
in
so
your
our
testament,
as the power
have abandoned
in love behind his
the
judgment
of God and gone wholeheartedly after
that
our God's
God is answering the prayers even as they're offered
that's
up before him and begins
the
last
day of
the
judgment upon
the
earth.
This is the answer. Everything we read
from
here to chapter 19 is the answer to the prayers of the saints.
But Ephraim was
who were asking for deliverance and
that instigated the commands of their men.
That's the picture we get
into north and south when they rebelled against the rule of Judah.
And so God, the angel, takes this fire,
throws it upon the earth
to begin
this last day of God's judgment.
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
verse 1. Now, symbolism here for us,
the love of Christ,
is that
in answer to all the prayers of God, and we're all dead.
And God,
that
God died
for all that they would
God
live,
will
and they are
no
not henceforth live
fit.
Unto themselves.
Now, sometimes we feel like our prayers
are going
to
died
God,
for
right?
them and rose again.
Sometimes
because
we're rebellion,
pray
because of their
so our first priority
answers.
Is
we
to
don't
serve
get
Christ.
Any,
but
any
how do we serve Christ?
Response,
what does he
it
say?
Seems like
but,
from God.
Ephraim,
remember,
and Dan,
my brethren,
many of
our
prayers were
offered
before.
In Ezekiel 48.
And God said, God will love each other.
Wait.
And it talks about the blessings that the tribe
those
will receive
I'm not
in
ready.
The millennial kingdom.
You've got to do it my time.
Now, our
you've
service
my way
Christ
here at those promises.
Comes from
God
the right
answer.
Attitude.
Because
saw,
God's
read,
promises don't
right,
change.
I quoted Philippians chapter 2.
And here God's
judgment
is found
out
in earnest.
And that last
promise
is called an
everlasting
covenant. Not that we are
we are something special because we
have been
made
down
for righteous man
of Ivan made
free.
Now we say
my prayers have
no power behind
them.
God never really hears
those
me. God never answers my prayers. Then you basically call God
even
a liar
us,
because James 6, 5, 6, 6
may have
tells us that.
Let me refer you back to the parable of the
effectual
servant
prayers of
Jesus
a righteous
story.
Man.
He said there was
a
man, a son,
a right
younger son, basically wanted out.
So none of us are righteous.
He collected his inheritance, went out, and lived
no
himself.
Those who have trusted
Christ,
who have submitted
to the unjust
authority, who have accepted
that son comes out
for everyone,
not just for believers.
They have the righteousness of Christ
imputed
to
them.
God
provides food
for
the
so
whole
God
world,
finds
not just
as
for those who follow him.
He lived for himself.
And so we have
if we submitted ourselves
all of
right,
our
not just
in
his
salvation,
life,
but
as Lord
of
our lives,
as God,
and
you
his
will
for
us,
and
get out of life,
and then however
he
wants
you decided
you
were
going
to
follow
him.
And we pray according to his will. He will answer us. And that's why James says the effectual living with
and
feeding of a righteous man
specifically. Eventually he came to
have God's eternal promise.
I don't know how many of your prayers
amazing how God
to those
get
tribes,
down
maybe
that is
the model.
Okay, God,
even though
the
tribes went
in
rebellion,
but he finally looked up and he realized, you know,
God doesn't forget his promise.
Even if I was
fervent,
a
first of all, means that you
house.
Believe.
So those are interesting
I
things in
God
hears you, and you believe God will answer you, and you're serious and sincere.
I'm
going to
go
in your prayer to God.
You
really want what you're asking.
This group of 144,000 places to live.
Now some of us don't want
to
chat.
We're
asking
if you want to turn over there.
He
did a few pages.
Some of us,
you know, the story as
we
approach Father's revelation
because we, as Christians, look at the Bible and say, okay, the Bible says we
ran out
to love one another.
God,
I looked and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount
Rome,
and with him
144,000 having celebrated
written in their forehead.
He gives us
people
who are hard to love.
A voice from heaven as a voice of many waters.
Because he says, you can't do this.
I heard the voice of
perspective.
I don't deserve.
And we go,
I thought I didn't need him or her. Come on, really? I wanted somebody
to have
any type
of
freedom,
which were redeemed from the earth.
Is doing the master's will.
These are they which
were
not our father's will.
Just
as
a
virtue.
No,
so we
go
to Christ
and we beg him,
unless
we're
ready
to have
sin,
given
he would accept us,
just
when we ask
God
for
patience,
what do we pray?
God, give me
patience before the throne of God.
And then he puts us
in
circumstances that are difficult
for us to get through to teach us
patience. That's how we're treated.
And here's what we find out from this passage.
These
will sing a new
song.
So
more often than not,
Christians become like the older son who's
entitled,
and because I'm a son and I didn't run away and I've made things right, therefore how come we don't have all the
new stuff for me?
How come
I'm
not
the one
at
the center of
attention?
When
I'm not getting
the
prayers of these saints are not
redemption because the angels
are out to lunch. I mean, they're not out of the aspect
of God's
control. They're not out of the aspect of his will.
Believers have been redeemed.
We should be privileged.
He's going to accomplish exactly what they're praying
for,
but they have to wait for
him. Have a special
and to serve other people in his
time
alone.
Can
say. And yet, but we need,
it also
so
says,
times, look at the Christian
all
consider it a duty.
None of them are married,
none of them have had
no,
physical relations
hard
with anyone
according
so
to God's will.
Oh,
it references that,
and that is the power
behind
God's
work in our lives.
He goes.
No,
I mean, they're
the
right there.
with
because
him.
We never pray. We never acknowledge
they're
that
the
God
first person
come
to God, and
we never acknowledge that we need anything from him. That's what prayer is.
That's just an acknowledgement to God that I can't do this.
In tribulation,
I don't
directly
can get
it for myself.
I can't provide for myself
without dying.
I need your help. This is the first group that God has chosen,
and when we do it, it's according to his will.
And instead of praying, God, give me what I want,
and they are without
only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh.
God always answers.
But by love, serve one another.
There is no guile.
James 4.
I read you James 5. James 4. James says this in verse 3, you ask
all the law
not because you ask
the word,
even
this,
may consume it upon
thou
your
shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
People go, well, God never answers my prayer. Maybe you're just praying
that
for everything you want.
You don't really be able to fulfill that command. Because unbelievers
that's
cannot
not
answer
testimony
of these 144,000
Jews.
God will bring
because you ask
them this. You ask selfishly.
There's all you want.
The world is
for you to have
everything.
That is one another.
For you to have everything
you want.
Really don't
care
about God
as
believers,
as
so
that they may
fully
accomplish
Christ,
that purpose throughout
God's what we're
called
to,
years.
To serve each other in
no
love.
One can touch them.
But
prayer
is that what our life
is the greatest weapon
God
that
purpose.
We have against the enemies of God and against
the living
for
the
elect ones
of
Israel,
Paul
will become
light.
These people are praying according to God's will.
Now, isn't
it just
that God's
they had to wait
for
God's time,
7,
and now the time has arrived?
They were
because
we're
born
of God.
Among
we
many
should love one
prayers
another.
Here are poured out for God's vengeance to be executed against the first team of man.
Say, I love God,
and God answers in a mighty way.
He's a liar, even see.
Look at
first
love, it's not his brother.
Look at the answer
to the prayer.
How can he love God?
Here's the voices, the thundering, the lightning, the earthquake. As the announcement of the last step of judgment here against the people who have perpetuated all this evil on the earth.
Protection.
Verse 6 says, and the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The judgment, the final judgment, is about to begin.
God's place.
Verse 7, the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. The third part of the trees was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up.
God protects these.
If we don't serve
to accomplish
our lives,
we have this first trumpet, and we hail and fire mixed with
why
blood
they are alive
from ourselves to our own sin.
That is
now,
why
hail and fire are frequently
and
associated
no other
in Scripture
with
third point
God's
today,
God's
that's
preservation.
Go all the way back
to Exodus.
And through these ones, all the nations of the earth literally will be blessed with the God
Moses says,
the Messiah of Jesus Christ.
God has sent me,
really
let
many
go.
All nations of the world during the tribulation period will be saved.
It's a privilege to serve others in freedom.
That's why God has
freedom is only preserved
and
perpetuated
in the next generation.
As we remember the seventh plague,
and
that
what?
Takes us to our second group.
Hail and
without
fire.
That
absolute sacrifice
God's
and dedication
to the good
of others above our own
rebelliousness.
We should get back to Revelation
that's
7.
One example.
I already Sodom and Gomorrah.
After
how
was Sodom and Gomorrah's
great multitude of no man could number all the nations.
I think God rained down fire from heaven and burned up
the throne of before the land
as a fire from heaven is not
in
loons
or
two terms.
As a
here's the second
Elijah
on
Mount
Carmel went up and prayed through
that
God tribulation.
The fire came down
millions
from heaven and burned
of people
up the
who were
sacrifice,
saved,
burned up the altar,
burned up the stone, burned up the water
before 3,000
years
of the war.
God,
this
fire,
looking at Jews
the
and Gentiles,
he spoke these words
but
from
fire
his heart.
And
124,000
are special
Jews
and
our
allies.
In Joel chapter 2, verse 3,
purpose.
One
this
of many
other prophets,
Joel says,
I will
show wonders in the heavens
and
earth, blood and fire, and
not fulfill any ambition
during the tribulation
America had
period.
For conquest.
God rains down fire and hail,
a
great
multitude that no one
could count.
A deluge of hail and fire mixed with
people that are saved
during
the period.
You can't
sacrifice
mixed opinions.
About
this.
This
is just
okay, the word is blood.
Love.
It doesn't say
it's
hail and something. Fire mixed
you
with
you want something
blood.
Out of
blood.
It?
It doesn't say that it was
given
in a way
that
it's not
presented
blood.
It's
it
not
just says fire and hail mixed
of the
with
tribulation
blood.
Is not going to be
thinking
just
about all those soldiers
you read
who
the Bible,
died,
not just
Bible.
On D-Day, not just
literally
the Civil War, but all the soldiers
who
died and not
have time to judgment.
What if they had given up?
I'm of the opinion
because of the threat of being wounded or killed.
It's going to be real blood.
Now,
where would
we
try to explain
that?
How can we have
their
well,
soil
down?
We might
have
still
Christ.
Be sending attacks
to use
England
and
science
hail to the Queen
to try to explain it.
Maybe
we're always going to fall short. But, or
maybe we may all be speaking German
like
with swastikas.
Remember how many people have died up to this
point. The Holy Spirit is not
the point is, these people didn't back down.
Lots of people have been killed by the source.
The war is going on.
The ultimate sacrifice.
And now with
the
not atmosphere changing
drastically,
or even your own protection,
some scientists
to them was.
commentators say, well, it's possibly a little while.
That all of this blood is not shed now
in giving up
the atmosphere.
Real soldiers
with all the water
keep fighting. Even when they're wounded,
because the Earth's
atmosphere is changing so rapidly, this blood and water that's up in the atmosphere freezes in the hailstones.
So the hailstones
literally
are
from the tribulation.
World War II.
They're clothed in white robes. That means
Troy
and Gil. The righteousness of Christ has been revealed to them. They didn't put them on themselves.
That's a physical explanation.
What I know is men
that
are going to try to
re-hail open bunk fire.
The same white robes
and
the marked
saints on the front.
A
God
sent
by approximately
upon the earth,
they have white robes,
Japanese enemy
believers.
Troops.
And the result, if you look
now,
here,
look
rest of the unit was behind
nine
because
the rest of
the
seven
is
between this group and
the third part of their freeze was burned up,
and all they are standing
before.
He had crossfire from machine guns covering him, but.
Now,
do you think they have a lumber shortage
now?
And so as the Japanese approached,
in
he watched his men drop one by one, and there was only one man
protected
left
on earth.
Beside him. And he
all of us are believers
said,
that God
I want you to retreat back
here
to the
when
bunker
this
where there's more safety.
That's going to be a major
their souls
lumber shortage.
Now are in the
and it's not just lumber, it's fruit trees.
And you go, wait.
Back
and he continued to
fight. I thought you said God delivered them.
It's a massive attack.
And then he turned it around, and as the enemy was 5 yards from him,
he jumped out of his bunker and started
tribulation.
God
destroyed.
God delivered them from the wrath of God.
The green grass.
God delivered them from the judgment that was being poured out on the earth. And what better way could God deliver anyone from all of
that
by removing them?
At dawn, 105 enemy troops were found around
grain.
And that's exactly what he does.
He's
so not
delivered,
only do you have a lumber shortage,
what the threat is.
Through death.
True soldiers who are
see,
ready to sacrifice.
Remember,
people are
Christians
trusting
for believers.
Point
death
earth,
is not the end.
Death
is just the beginning. It's the portal through which we have to
see,
go.
It doesn't matter
to
for us.
To be in God's
the threat we face is ridicule.
He's trying to restore the injury.
Through death. Maybe even
sounds
death.
Million.
They've been martyred.
In his way.
The spiritual.
See, you have to look at deliverance
to
be
non-motivated.
Not our words ahead. No matter what's in front of us,
there are a lot of times that we
no
pray
what threats
to be healed.
We need to supply more. We need
right?
to make sure people don't
especially
go without.
Especially
Dr. Bob Jones,
we pray for God's healing.
There's
enough business, enough commerce,
what he said we have.
Enough product. We think, well, God, I want you to restore
what
my body.
God
I want you to get
one
rid of
God's
the sickness so that my body will function the way it's supposed to function. And I won't be able to stop you from serving other people.
And destroys not just the ecosystem
of the world, permanent if he does
get what will stop
you? From loving people.
How many of you have only been sick once in your life and God healed you and you never
something other than God?
What will stop you from sharing the gospel?
It doesn't work.
God will
that's not the way it works.
What will stop you
from going to church
to
show you
that
what will stop you
from
edifying and exhorting believers
in that in a big way?
Even though it may be a confrontation. When he wants you
to attack the building and housing industry, he attacks recreation as many parklands
giving your last full measure.
He destroys the vegetation for food production.
You'll never get
that's
again.
What you find your destroys
your third and
tree. Remember, trees can't be grown and regrown in 3 years.
Sacrifice
so
God's
valuing
the lives of others more
the
than
the
you
third
value
are gone.
This
they
life.
Will not be replaced until Christ comes back. Jesus
but
said
we
in Luke
don't
chapter 9:23-24,
if any man will come after
so God sends fire,
let him
deny blood upon the earth.
Instead of praying, Lord,
to accomplish
not about
this.
Me.
The second trumpet judgment,
whatever you want,
so let him deny himself
obviously,
and take up
the
second angel sounded as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast
into
the sea and the third part of the sea
let
him blood.
But whosoever
the third
will
part
lose
of the
creatures which
really
see
had life
really
died,
shall
and the third
say,
part of the ships were destroyed
human.
Many times.
Now here's the first question upon this, or about this, is what is this great mountain
sacrifice
from
the
okay? What is this, as it were, a great burning mountain?
Consequence.
And the scar.
Now, the words
as
it were,
sin that we
kind of
have
in this
body.
A significance here that it's not necessarily
that's scary.
Specifically a mountain. It just says as it were a mountain, something that looked like a large mountain. So
they're
some
heaven.
Kind of large land mass
what
or earth nine,
are we
earthen
right.
They have palm
mass
or big rock or something.
Our freedom
from the mountains
is
gone. He says, as it were a mountain,
and
it's burning.
We came and celebrated Palm Sunday.
I can't explain it perfectly and tell you exactly what it is.
Some commentators
say, well, what it is a volcano.
Proclaimed him as
the biggest volcano we've ever seen. Because, I mean, as it were a great mountain burning, that would describe a volcano, right?
And I'm not going to read the whole chapter
and list all the
people. And
there,
many
of
the names
analysis of this is thus
praising the Lord Jesus
is talking
Christ.
About the Mediterranean Sea because that's the main sea that's talked about in all
of
the Bible. That's
the focus
now,
of all of
since they're in
history,
it's the focus
and then
of this
toward the end
area
of the chapter,
of
some of them,
the accomplishment
is
focused on where Babylon was and will be.
No interference.
But where Israel is right on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea.
What And that's the focus of all of this.
So they say it's a great volcano that erupts into the Mediterranean Sea, and a third of all the
Mediterranean Sea died, all the ships are destroyed.
And yes, God can accomplish that. If he wanted to,
stoned
in that area,
and the most joyous activity,
but tempted or tried.
I don't know
when
that God was limiting himself to just
God,
that area.
He wandered
sure
about in sheepskins,
so it's a great possibility as
without any
being suggested.
He's the only
thing. Not a mountain on earth. It's something looks like a mountain
burning
out of the sky, burning on
that
mountain. Describes a giant meteorite. And all
scientists have having attained a good report on the base,
they predict that someday Earth is going to be hit by this giant meteor, and if it lands in the ocean,
you read that list and you look at the suffering and trial they went through, the sacrifice that they made, and then it says at the end of
a giant meteor, like described by John here, comes out of the sky.
Now they were looking for redemption,
lands in the ocean,
and the Bible says he kills a third of the fish.
Of what we're going to be doing,
but they died a third of all of our life
before he came
died
as the sacrificial lamb.
And God could do that with a giant meteorite
in
the
mountain fulfilled.
Looking forward.
Now it also says that the water grows to blood.
Being in heaven to worship the Lord
now
Jesus
again, we
Christ
can make
person
explanation if we want to and try to explain it.
Well, it's not real blood. It means it looks like blood. You know, the acid and all of the chemicals. It made the water red.
Look at their work.
Love for God.
And
look,
someone who doesn't know the Bible might go,
to
water
chapter 5, where we started in verse 2,
and unto the Lamb, and all
what about
the
Nile River?
Also we have access by faith
and
about the elders,
and God turned the entire Nile River
and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
There's our hope.
Amen. Blessed
God will
be glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power.
Imagine the entire ocean turned
to
blood.
Amen. You heard that
eventually
before?
That would kill a
in
third
his way,
of
his
the sea life.
It's very similar to what was said in verse 3. Says,
the
not only so, but in glory
and
tribulations also.
About
God the Father. And about
the
tribulation
the
impact
on
the land.
And patience of this
experience
and
experience
now
and hope maketh not ashamed
worship the ocean.
Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts.
You think, well, how
could
they destroy a third of the ships? They're not all right.
You can tell what your motivation is by what revelation I'm beginning to think. Maybe we should start memorizing.
Your motivation is pure love for God and love for
the
world.
All the people who are in heaven worshiping the Lord
are
we'll saying the same things.
To help people.
God is, and I want
to
know the song
world
when we get nothing there.
So yeah,
God does
could cast a meteorite out of
we
the sky.
We say, well, you know,
kill
we're
a third of the sea life.
Praising him,
make the ocean
not
turn
just
to blood, destroy a third of the
love, cast out fear.
And again, you see God attacking the economy.
John
out
fear.
Not
says,
just the ecosystems
now, one
of the world,
look
looking
at
the
economy
that
answered,
many
to me,
that
what
people
are
relying
things
on.
What are
these
things?
Well, the
answer
comes down to this.
So John says, an elder, one of the elders, God, representative of the church, walked
not
up to him.
Verses 10 and 11.
We are not
the third trumpet judgment. A great star falls from
because
heaven.
Because we know that God
says,
loves us.
And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of
the end of Romans 8 says that
the name of this star
is
called wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many died.
Nothing.
Many men died because of the water.
So what do we have to be afraid of? To me, these are they which came from
the great star falls from heaven, and
I will not fear. What can man do unto me? So we've had a great
there's the
asteroid, meteorite, whatever that God cast out of heaven into the ocean.
Why are we
sea life, destroys the shipping,
why
and
don't we
give
the ultimate
sacrifice?
And now he
God
sends a burning star,
what
probably an asteroid or meteorite,
from
that
serving him
and
serving
up in the mountain
the way he wants us to.
It says it hits the rivers and
we
springs.
Remember that
drink,
God did not
drinking
save
water
us for our own good.
He saved us for
now. Look at the progression
for his glory.
Okay.
He saved us
there,
so that we could
become we have the first seal,
his beacon, his
lighthouse
on this earth,
bringing
rain,
truth to other
hail,
people,
fire, and blood.
And
harps
and we're studying the book of Acts in Bible study on Wednesday nights.
Folks.
And the whole purpose of the
great
book of Acts
burning
is a record
into the
continuing work of Christ
that's
being done through the church.
To literally stand before the God of
Christ came, started a ministry, but he didn't finish it.
And now fresh water.
And see him
he started
face
it.
This is drinking
water.
And
called
us
Jesus
it
Christ. Our
and
so we don't see a loss of commerce, a loss
and
of
and
being
work,
you know,
face for the
great
first time,
to developed
people
areas
in love, to bring the truth
and
of the gospel to people who
we
need
have
to
a
hear
loss
it
of something that is even
hope
more important than the
that's
economy.
Our purpose. Not going to stop.
Fresh
ever
water.
Because
so what do we
how much thanks is enough for what
God knows how to destroy people's faith.
Can never pay it back.
Paul is a great example.
Can never give him enough thanksgiving, enough
of what he
needs to give
the
your life and sacrifice.
And that's why the worship
of God will
okay
continue through eternity.
He said in Romans 9, chapter 9,
you'll never get tired of
undesired
land.
Jewish kindred
build
saved.
That's
the
most exciting part of heaven.
And if you're not looking
from
forward
Christ,
for my
to being in the presence of Jesus Christ, our Savior,
literally wished
And third, I think his salvation here. I think he would have many men died.
I'm sorry, many men died.
He was saying basically, I will give up my salvation.
If the name of the star in verse 11 is called Wormwood,
there to worship the Lord, to praise God.
Wormwood is a plant.
What people do, that's what everyone,
plant,
including the angels,
he wasn't
that
God,
people
is worship
would,
the Lord.
He wasn't Jesus Christ.
And make
all the time I hear
an
these excuses. I'm not Jesus Christ.
And then look at the blessings that
come. I could never. You know, I'm afraid. I'm a human being.
If they day and night, this temple let me
banned
in many countries because of its toxicity.
At the end of verse 15, he that sits
my mother
dwell among them,
and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any.
In fact, he was willing to lose not just six deals,
let him give heart of salvation.
The judgments that were poured out,
or did anything.
Famine. How many of us would be willing to do that?
Verse 16, they shall hunger
wormwood is a very toxic
plant.
Forever in hell. So that other
and
people wouldn't
hence
have to
hence the bitterness.
When God had the great earthquake,
several
the
times wormwood is referred
okay
to in Scripture,
Paul,
and
he
it's
could
always
do
referred
that
to in the
sun,
context of bitterness and
God
were all affected by
okay
that. And so that's
because
what
Jesus Christ
bitterness literally
light
went
on
to
Lord
hell
Bible says
for us
that
because
he took our sin to hell
for us.
Some of the
but I want to point
God,
something else out to you about that phrase,
in men,
because
the
it says,
grass,
it's
all about
the tree, verse 11,
up.
The name of the star is called
from
that.
So
wormwood,
why are we not willing
NW
to sacrifice ourselves
capitalized?
So he's protecting them from tribulation.
Second Corinthians chapter 11,
I'm not an astrologer,
some of the things he suffered.
Verse 17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall
in labor
and abundance
shall
strike
them
above
astronomy
and prison shall be frequent
and
God shall wipe away
of the Jews five times I received 40 stripes.
I don't know that much about the heavens,
but I studied a lot of stars.
A night and a day have I been in the deep.
Wormwood
is
not one of
them.
In fact, I
don't
journeying
often
in perils of waters,
in perils of
robbers.
In perils
so
by my own countrymen,
God's
in perils by the heathen, in perils in the
do
city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the
Isaiah
sea, in perils among
in
false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, in cold, in nakedness,
when you actually
and besides all those things that are without, he means upon his earthly body.
Because
that which cometh upon me daily,
stop,
the care of all the
chapters, we pull many verses out of it, and we're
not
that,
not
that
him,
you know, those who are weak will fly like
eagles
when they get strengthened by God at the end of that
God
chapter.
And what he's going
to
do in his
and then
in
chapter 4,
I want you to see this, because I just read,
not that I
in the last phrase
in my devotions, and I
said I am there
until I started studying this.
And remember, we're talking about martyrs.
But look at verse 26.
These people who were enduring
in
Isaiah
40,
what he described in those verses,
physical suffering,
was the description of our life.
Lift up your eyes on high and behold who has created
probably
things that bringeth
a
out
lot
their host by number.
Shed on
and what's
earth
that phrase?
In that
he says, I
know
them all
how to be
names.
These are people
I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed
ones
both
under the altar
to be
they
hungry
and ask God why.
Every
have these people not been avenged? How long
Christ
is it going to be before our deaths are avenged?
That verse falls in
and
there.
There are probably
this
tears
one
associated with that grief.
We can
and
go
named
through
wormwood,
whatever.
And now, Satan
throws
for
they
finally
we
can
have
go
no
through
more
whatever trial,
no
whatever
God knows
you,
the name,
no more
whatever
pain, whatever,
and all the enemies of God are avenged.
So God allows us to
use a phrase like the star named
wormwood.
We go, that just means
and
it
he
bitter
is our strength.
No, it means God named the star.
So
God knows its
all
name. He
forever
calls it by its name.
All those
at the end of Paul's life
said,
in 2 Timothy, he wrote this to Timothy.
This
now, God does that
now
with
ready
stars.
To be offered,
don't you think he
the
will
time
do
of my
departure is
at
hand. I have fought a good fight.
Ever.
I have finished my course.
You are not just a number
in
the system is
laid
up
for me, a crown
of righteousness.
I know you might
be,
which the Lord is
righteous judge shall give
me
that
day.
And
not to me only, but unto all them also that love his
God knows you by name.
I'm at the end of my life. And I'm
he knows
you
very
crown
in the presence
that
of God is pure joy.
And if he cares about stars enough to name
how many
them,
believers
perfect
get to
fullness of
think about how much more he cares
considering
about
the end of their lives and go, well, I didn't
we can have
my
that
bucket list. That he needs to go here. I didn't
on
get
earth
to do that.
The Bible tells us we can have that.
Little phrases like that, we can't just
we
read by and go,
that
oh, that's not
in
our
letters.
There's a lot
inner
more that God wants.
I'm looking forward to that crown of righteousness.
But this star called wormwood,
people
in heaven,
faithful,
destroys
no
the third part of the fresh water.
And death. It's going to be perfect.
It says many men died.
Was killed right after this.
Again,
so in chapter 7,
death
we have
happening
these two groups that are
at
delivered
the
from the wrath of God on earth.
I mentioned
the
before
to
the soldiers
who are
wounded
God
in battle,
destroying
the military
ecology, cured, and the economy
by God's Spirit, protect
the earth
from harm through the entire tribulation period.
We should bestow that.
Then we get to the last seal.
The fourth
trumpet judgment here in this chapter.
They're the first.
In verse 12, it says the fourth angel sounded, the third part of the sun was smitten, the third part of the moon, the third part of the stars, the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not from the third part of it, and the night likewise.
As we stop today, I want to challenge you spiritually.
The sun, the moon, the stars. Now, we've already heard about something back in chapter 6 about God using the heavens.
Will you be one of the
He's already judged men through the heavens. The sun was darkened for a time. The moon looked like blood. Stars fell to the earth.
If he comes about
using
that.
Lincoln's
beginning,
words, here's my challenge.
Okay?
And now here in the seventh seal, in the fourth trumpet,
maybe at that point you'll take the truth of God
testing whether that Christian or any
third part of the sun was smitten,
then
the third part of the moon,
and
the third part of the stars.
And the word smitten,
we are met here
God
on an interesting
there,
word. That
word smitten
up there,
you never believe,
is taken from
if you
the
never
root
take
hold
of
the fact
that Jesus Christ
field,
is Lord,
and let
literally
is saying is that God sent
a plague upon the heavenly bodies so that
earth, but you will
if they lose
God's
a third of their energy,
do this eternally and totally.
That's what God does.
And
cannot lose
life. We cannot consecrate. We cannot
so
hallow
the
this
plague,
God
whatever
the
it is that God
sends
women,
upon living
the sun,
the
moon,
and
the stars, that
causes
them
to lose a third of their life and
our
more
power
to
add or detract.
And if we will promise
going out,
remember
what
we
stand
here,
but it will never forget what we do here.
Okay, that would throw people off.
It is for us.
The living believer,
Sean can probably testify to this, over the last month he's been working on
Christ. Which they
and trying to balance night and
so
day
far,
and get
no
your equilibrium and everything, you know,
rather
working
for
out
us
all
right here, dedicated to a great task for me.
Here, God is going to dim the sun, the moon, the stars.
Dead.
We take increased
so
devotion
go home
to
is
that
not
cause
as
which
should
they
be.
Gave
and
their
the
last full measure of
looking
devotion.
Like it should.
Do not
and
have
think about people
highly
who live their lives by their horoscope
shall not have done
by their mind.
With him.
And all of a sudden, they're
and
looking up into heaven, trying to find their constellation
have a new birth
that
freedom.
Gives them guidance. And
that
no, the stars are no longer there.
And the people of
his
community shall not perish from the earth.
When God
disrupts human systems, he does it
delivered.
Completely.
There's a resolution that we should take.
Father, thank you for
your
word.
Thank you for
the moon, the stars
lose their light.
What is it going to take?
William Dillon states this,
the reference is not
a
third of the surface of these heavenly bodies, but to a third of the degree of their light.
You see the kind of God that you are.
Now,
carrying out the stars and the moon,
let's just talk about the sun for a minute. If the sun lost a third of its light and heat,
to continue to trust
Memorial Day
especially in this
heat,
I do want
to
remember who have
crown of glory that
wouldn't
let
earth be plunged back into an ice age almost
even more so
and
even more
in your presence, worshiping you,
we need to remember
thanking
it's
you
coming.
For all that you've done.
Scientists are
that
right.
Christ
and
gave his last
wrong.
Full measure
and
would
well
make us truly people of
God's
going to
do it.
Light to the world.
And that now
and as you have this
so
darkness,
seen
this
darkness,
imbalance of light and darkness, people
thank
can't figure out
today.
Use it.
Time
is
the question
of
days and nights.
In Jesus Christ.
How much are you willing
it
to
it throws their whole system off the moon.
Him
is not closing
not,
today.
Not the
phase
that
it's
supposed to
be.
Thank you
for
the
your
blood.
Love for us.
Thank you that you died
throws
for us when we were sinners. When we were
in talk about God upsetting
you
the
gave
world.
Us the perfect
system.
Example as believers by which we should live.
God knows
so
what
often
he's doing.
We fail you in that.
Now,
we
I want you to think for a minute. All
that.
Of these first four trumpets are executed
we're more
upon
concerned
creation,
about ourselves.
We're more
upon what God has created,
not
directly upon men.
Freedom,
men feel the effects of it, but
all of
these first four
us.
Trumpets are poured out on creation.
The Lord help us to learn these
okay?
lessons.
The land, the trees, the grass,
pray that as we
seas,
celebrate those
life,
who have given their life for the country,
mountains,
for our
the
country,
waters,
Lord, to
preserve
the freedom that we have here politically.
God is disrupting his
this
creation.
Help us never to forget
why?
The sacrifice that was made by Christ to give us true ultimate freedom.
Romans chapter 1 has the answer.
Help us not to
because
take
Romans
it
chapter 1 verse 20 says basically that God
has
created all of
those
this,
things and to use
all
it
the things
to
that we see
work.
Proclaim his glory
to help others find
we are to
freedom.
Look at creation
even
and see the God life. That created them.
Because you
we are not to look
that if that is our purpose then you will give us a crown of life. That as we overcome, you will reward us in heaven, and that's the only thing that matters to us. Lord, thank you for this encouragement today, for this challenge, and I pray that you would help us not to forget it as we go from this place. May you be honored in our lives. May your work be done through us.
There we go.
And may we give you glory.
And so God is literally attacking creation that has become
our hymn today
the God for these people. is a hymn we learned
Romans chapter
about a year
1
and a half
I told
ago.
You it tells us about God's God's creation shows his glory, but Romans chapter 1 verse 25 talks about the people. And it says,
really
who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator. And so what God's doing in these first four judgments is attacking their gods. They depend on nature. They depend on Mother Earth. They depend on the stars and the sun and the moon. That's all we need because nature never changes. And it's us who are destroying all of nature. We can't change nature because we'll lose our security. And so God says, okay, then I'll destroy it and see how much security you can have in the consistency of what you call your God. I have this question. Whether God was ever hesitant to destroy to this degree what he has made. Because I've made a lot of different things in my life. And, you know, you've probably been in this situation if you've ever been crafty or, you know, tried to build something. And you have an idea and you may have a plan and then you put all the pieces together and you stand back and you go, well, that didn't turn out the way I thought it would. It's not quite right here and that isn't the right color. And okay, so what do? Do you take a sledgehammer to it? Okay, no, I personally, I'm like, I spent a lot of time and effort and money on that. I don't want to just destroy it. Maybe I can fix it. And so you chisel here and you shape there and you paint here and you sand there and you put a couple more nails in. And it's a little better, but it's not exactly what you need. See, God doesn't have those hesitations. I mean, he doesn't hesitate here at all to start destroying his creation. And if you keep reading in Revelation, we know that just at the end of the millennial kingdom, he's going to destroy it all with fervent heat, Peter tells us. It's going to all be melted, all the elements of the earth and the heavens, it's all going to go away. And then God's going to create a new heaven and earth. So God has no hesitation destroying what he has made. It's his. He has that right. And here, he destroys what people have made their God. He will remove whatever he needs to remove from people's lives so that they don't have another God before him. They have made the Antichrist system, the world, the economy, the environment. I mean, we've seen this already in our lifetime. Look at what people worship. And God destroys it. Literally destroys it. We can't trust anything but God, because nothing is forever but God. He's created it for his own pleasure and for his own purpose. And so what do we have to say about it? We can't complain. If God takes something out of our lives that we love and hold on to, we can't complain. It's his. He made it. You know, our favorite house, if it burns down, you get in an accident with our favorite car, we go bankrupt with our favorite money. It's God's. He can do whatever he wants with it. And so we've seen God literally destroying his creation in judgment of people so that they will stop worshiping nature. He's trying to get their attention. And remember back at the end of chapter 6, it says, the people are hiding in the hills and mountains, calling for them to fall on them because they know this judgment comes from the one who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. And yet they still won't acknowledge him. Very quickly, verse 13, let me finish up here. And behold, I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. John looks and sees an angel flying in the midst of heaven. Now, the word angel is only in King James. Okay, the manuscripts that the King James translators used a word that meant angel. If you go back to older manuscripts, and if you have an ESV or an NASB, I don't know if the NIV has this, but you will see the word eagle, not angel, eagle. Okay? That's in the earlier manuscripts. Literally, it's a different Greek word. Okay?
Now, I don't know if the King James translators got it wrong or what, but the early manuscripts of the Bible say eagle. So I'm going to assume it's eagle. So literally, John sees an eagle flying in the heavens, and then the eagle calls to warnings with warnings to the earth. And you go, wait a minute, eagles don't talk. Donkeys don't talk either, unless God wants them to. Remember Balaam and Balaam's donkey? Okay, God made the donkey talk. And if God can make a donkey talk, God can make an eagle talk. So I accept that it's an eagle. That's what the early manuscripts say. It could be an angel, but it says eagle. Okay? And what the eagle says are these three woes. Now, the woes are warnings. It's warnings of impending judgment. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. Look at the judgment that's already happening. Yeah, well, again, God's just getting started. Remember how overwhelmed the people in heaven were when they saw what was about to happen? And now we're going to start to see that. This is nothing. These four trumpets are nothing yet. And look at what this eagle says to the earth. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels. Those are the ones still to come, which are yet to sound. Now, I'll give you a preview. Okay, come back next week. God destroys the earth, his creation, at least part of it here in judgment. You think that's bad? The next two judgments that we get into chapter 9, directly demonic forces. Demonic destruction loosed upon the earth. This ain't nothing until you see what God's going to send. Massive destruction that's going to come in God's judgment. And here's what I want you to take away from it. In the midst of all this destruction, go back to chapter 7. God's going to preserve his people. He has those ones that he sealed that will not be harmed. Just like he protected Israel in Egypt. Now, I don't care how bad your life gets and how bad our world gets and how bad your circumstances are. If you are a child of God, you are sealed by him. We read that in Romans this morning. He will not lose us. We cannot be taken out of his hand. So I don't care what the tribulation is that you're experiencing in your life, God can and will deliver you through it. And you go, what if I die? Then you get to be in heaven. What's bad about that? The psalmist says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Do you believe that? And we need to live our lives that way. The Lord delivers him out of them all. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you've sealed us and protected us who have believed in Jesus Christ, who have accepted him as our Savior and Lord, that you will deliver us from this wrath that we're reading about as you take us to heaven before it starts. But Lord, even in our short-term, small tribulations that we experience on this earth, Lord, help us to hold on to you, to know that you have not forgotten about us, that we're sealed in your hand, and that you will protect us and deliver us in your way as you see fit. So help us to submit to your will in our lives. Lord, thank you for your message today. I pray that you would exhort us with it, challenge us with it. Help us to be the people that you want us to be, living the message of Scripture, the message of your love, the message of hope, and the message of joy that we can have in you, regardless of where we are in our lives. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. Just bless us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to close today with a hymn, hymn number 290, Be Still My Soul, The Lord Is On Your Side. If you are a believer, that is the truth. The Lord is on your side, or more likely, you are on God's side. And that is the best place for us to be. So let's take our hymnals 200.